in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, dear friends. Before us we have 1 Corinthians 3, verses 10 and 11. According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. I'm not a builder. I'm not a contractor. But I do understand that foundations can have all kinds of problems. One of the things I discovered, I had to look this up on the internet to find what happens to foundations sometimes. What I discovered is that one of the main problems that foundations have is if part of it is built on ground that has not been disturbed, and part of it is built on ground that has been disturbed, that hasn't been allowed to settle enough. So what happens, foundations placed on the dirt, and the dirt on one side settles, and the foundation tilts, it cracks, it causes problems with the doors. They don't shut, they don't close, you get cracks in the sheetrock, all kinds of problems. But that's not the only problem I discovered. Another one is a problem that we've had in this part of the country. It says on the internet that long drought periods can cause untold problems with foundations. The ground pulls away from the foundation when it's dry. And then what can happen is when the rain does come, that rain can get down between the foundation and the house, or it causes the ground to swell and recede, yes, causing foundation problems. Earthly foundations, they don't last. They cause problems. So what about our spiritual foundation? What about that foundation upon which you and I build our hopes of eternity? When we hear that an earthly foundation is not always so reliable, what are we to think about the one foundation that God gives us upon which to build? One foundation. There's no other choices. We're locked into one type of building material. No others. Are we sunk because we have nothing else to pick from? What happens now if foundations of a building can have problems because conditions change? What about our spiritual foundation? Conditions do change, don't they? So what can happen? If our spiritual foundation shifts, does that mean that at some point that door to heaven might not open? It might stick because our foundation has shifted. How quickly all such fears can be put to rest. Because we know the foundation upon whom we build, the one in whom we believe. Our foundation is none other than Jesus Christ Himself. He's the one of whom we read in Hebrews 13. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. As God Himself, Jesus is not like Laban, that man who changed his mind every time they had a new generation of goats and sheep. Remember what the Bible says about that? He told Jacob he could have the spotted and speckled. He'd take the white. God had caused them to have more. He changed his mind back and forth and back and forth. God is not like Pharaoh either. 10 times. Yes, you can go. No, you can't. Yes, you can. No, you can't. God isn't like that. In Malachi 3:6, it says, I am the Lord. I do not change. So it is that reliable, unchanging God who gives us this foundation of Jesus Christ Himself. No worries about a shifting foundation. No worries about drought. No worries at all. Because Jesus Christ stands sure. 1 Peter 1, the word of the Lord endures forever. To build upon Christ as our foundation is to trust in that one who never changes, today or tomorrow. And since that's the case, since we know that Jesus is trustworthy as our foundation, we know that all the promises He gives are true, are reliable. When He promises us that our sins are forgiven for Jesus' sake, when Jesus tells us that we have redemption through His own blood, the forgiveness of sins, when we read in the pages of Scripture that it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. When we hear those promises, we know that it's a foundation that stays the same and can be trusted in and relied upon. It's forever the same. So yes, today we join our hearts in praise to God for the way that He uncovered, again, His unchanging word through Martin Luther, leading him to build his hope of heaven on that word of God that never changes, rather than building on the ever-changing whims of man, men who have been known to make mistakes and change. So it is that this afternoon we ask the Lord to lead us to build on Christ with Luther in all of our todays and tomorrows, to lead us to repent of all those times when we have given in to the devil's temptations, to worry, to fret, to forget about God's guidance, to think that somehow the ground under our feet isn't stable, isn't certain. And then with God's guidance and strength, learn to leave ourselves in His hands, to rely on Him who knows the future, to trust in Him who's given us His word, knowing that there is no other foundation upon which we can build than Jesus Christ Himself. Amen.